There we go. Sorry about that.
Hi, I'm Bill Clausen. I'm going to be singing a Billie Holiday song called Finding My Love.
last tune was entitled Cantaloupe Island, written by Herbie Hancock, and featured Daniel Arias on guitar. He's the new face, by the way, new face actor. And Krishan Chandra, and Sukumar Sax. And this next song is by Miles Davis. It's entitled Four.
Thank you. was a Joe Henderson tune called Recording Man, and that featured Jeffrey Fitzgibbon on trumpet, Emil Alvarez on trombone, and Carla Cravens on drums. This next tune we're going to play for you is called The Nearness of You, and the song is going to feature myself on alto. My name is Ryan Yamaoka. On alto sax. We got Nate Ramos on tenor, and Kate Deffenbach on piano. This is The Nearness of You. Thank you. Thank you. I got one more song for you guys. It's a Sunny State chart called Eternal Triangle. This song will feature once again Nate Ramos on tenor sax, myself Ryan Yamaoka on alto sax, Kate Deffenbach on piano, I'm not at this time, I guess, and then Tyler Cravens on drums. This is Eternal Triangle.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. That was Greg Rodriguez on alto. We met Joe Bermudez in a couple of the combos. Then on tenor. And Ian Smith on piano. And a new addition, Jason Cruz on trumpet. Give him an extra hand. This is like his second time playing with us. This next tune is written as a tribute to the late Mongo Santa Maria, who passed away in 2003. This is called El Tambor del Mongo.
Thank you. I failed to mention that Mongo Santamaria was a conga player. But again, that featured Greg Rodriguez on alto and Isaac Macias on the shekere solo. And Valerie Laguna on the conga solo. And Leonard Sanders at the very end. Now this next tune, I've been wanting to do this. We're gonna kind of leave the Afro-Cuban thing for a while and take a trip to Brazil. I've been wanting to do this tune for a long time, and for some reason it just worked this semester. But this is done. We're gonna play a couple of different versions of the samba. One's called the Partido Alto, and it kind of goes back and forth into a regular samba feel, and we're gonna end it with Samba Batucada, where a lot of big people are picking up various percussion instruments. This one is called Jogral. Thank you. Thank you. That's a really interesting one, because if you've grown up listening to just, you know, American popular music, you probably would have listened to Leonard's drum beat and thought, wow, he's playing the beat backwards. But that's the way it is, and it's a very, you know, it's very funk influenced. That's another reason why I really like that style. We have one more for you. And this other one, this might make you kind of want to break out a calculator and try to figure out what time signature it is. But I assure you it's in 4/4. This is a composition called Bemsha Swing, which was written by Thelonious Monk, except it's not quite the way Thelonious originally meant it to be. So here's a different take on Bemsha Swing by Thelonious Monk. Thank you.